Blog Talk Radio.
Hey folks, this is The Diary. This is your host, Stacy. A wonderful Sunday in Sacramento as usual. And you know I'm here from 3 to 4 every Sunday. And this is the one-year anniversary. And I forgot to record my cheers, but yay! I've been doing this for a year now and very happy to say so. I started by myself, had a co-host, and now I'm by myself again. But, you know, that's not surprising. So today on The Diary, we're going to talk about some of the lessons learned over the years. We're also going to talk about some of the plans for the show and the Association of African American Single Mothers we have planned for the year. And most of all, for our love movement section, we're going to talk about the 14 emotions that comprise humans. There's 7 good and 7 bad. And 7 seems to be God's lucky number because it's always 7 or something. So 7 good, 7 bad. We'll discuss all 14 and how to master each of those. Let's see, we're going to discuss also my talk with a single mom today, who I'm meeting with today after the show. We're kind of talking about some of our mutual experiences raising sons in the public school system and how crappy, you know, it just is and how much they disrespect our sons. And I tell her, you know, I'm a vet now. My sons are gone and men and got through it. And, you know, I said there's not been 1 year I didn't have to cut somebody out at the front desk because I just refuse to have my sons be disrespected by people I pay their salary. And it's bad enough you're not teaching them. Then you're going to disrespect them, especially when it comes to boys. You know, my daughter had a good experience, went to a charter school, but my sons treated like crap from the time they entered junior high until they finally got out just this past year. So we're going to talk about that. And let's see what else. We're going to talk about also my success with the law of attraction and how that stuff really works. So be dumb the rest of your life if you want to, but, you know, you should investigate. It's always best to investigate before you dig into anything. So investigate and figure it out and see if it works for you. But it definitely works for me. So this is The Diary. Well, we love people. We love the Association of African American Single Mothers. We love single mothers. We love kids. We love helping people. We just love everything. So the chat line is up if you want to chat. I'll try to answer if you call. But we've been here a year. But before I get started, you know, the first thing I learned, and lessons learned over the years, but, you know, I fault my parents for making me a punk because I was raised in Catholic, and we were raised to fear God and to fear your parents. And, you know, and I was the youngest of 11, so I was well loved by 10 siblings that either wanted to kick my butt or protect me, you know, or have fun with me. I had everything when it came to all my siblings. So I grew up a very loving person, a very trusting person, a very honest person that, you know, I give you the benefit of the doubt till you give me reason not to. So I just want to, you know, over the years, we say what we've learned over the years and have doing the show over the years, and I've been lucky enough not to have been employed over the same amount of time that I've been blessed to be able to do the show. So it gave me a lot of time to investigate myself. I no longer had small kids I had to worry about anymore for the first time in my life after 23 years, only 45 years old, and I have an empty nest. I look good. You know, all of that, everything going for me. I'm successful when it comes to business. You know, I'm trying to have my own business, which I've done it once before. And for 10 years, I worked in corporate America for 10 years. And now I'm only 46, and I'm my second bout at being self-employed. So I'm very blessed in everything that I do, and I realize that. And so when I'm blessed because of the way my parents taught me and the way they raised their 11 children, when you're blessed, you bless other people. You give people the benefit of the doubt, and most definitely, if you see somebody in need, you help them. And I thought my mama was crazy and selfish, and she never shared nothing with me, I thought. But when she died, every one of her friends would say, if Willa, which is my mama's name, Willa Mae Johnson, If Willa had a loaf of bread, Willa gave you half of that. If Willa had two, Willa gave you one of her loaves of bread. Willa always shared with people. So I probably saw it my whole life. So I naturally did it my whole life because that's what I saw out of my parents. So when I invite someone into my home, I never expect that same someone to steal from me. I mean, I would never, that's not even in my nature, so I would never imagine that could be in the nature of anybody else. But it happened to me this week. And the one thing that I learned is that the nature of man is inherently rotten. Whether you invite them in your house or they're a stranger on the street, I would expect that out of a stranger, I don't know. But I would never expect it out of someone that I've known that I invited into my home, and I've given you more than this. So the story is, I had a lucky dollar. And because I believe in the law of attraction and visualization and everything, so what you visualize, you bring about. So I trumped up my lucky dollar. I didn't even have a 10 to trump up. I took a dollar, made it into a $100 bill with a permanent marker, put it in a place where I also visualized me just having loads and loads of 20s. So that's what I did. And one day, and I only think I don't let everybody in my house. So there have only been 3 people in my home since this has happened. One I confronted because I think this person actually saw me take more than a dollar out of there. But I go the other week, and my lucky dollar with permanent marker is missing. It's missing. First of all, it's a dollar. Okay? First of all, it's a dollar. No, I'm looking at you. I got a little cutie. I got one of my neighbors here. He may help me with my switchboard. So he's here listening to me grinning with his cute self. But it is only a dollar. It's a dollar, though. You know, and second of all, I let you in my home. So I just say that to say that somebody you let stole the dollar, though, that you're that desperate, and these same people know I don't have a job, but you stole the dollar. You stole the dollar. You know, you probably would have stole everything that was in there, but it was only a dollar, and you still stole that, and it was a trumped-up dollar with permanent markers. So you had to explain to whoever you gave that dollar to why you trumped up a dollar that looked like 100, but you stole a dollar out of somebody's home that invited you there, fed you, and if it's who I think it is, fed your children, helped you move, and if it's other people I think it is, gave you way more than a dollar worth of recycle every week. So why would you steal my damn lucky dollar? And so my daughter, in her infinite 23 years of wisdom, said, Mom, you know what? It only cost you a dollar. To learn not to have nobody in your house, let alone people you think are your friends, but just to know who to invite into your heart, into your home, into your everything. Because somebody that you gave them more than a dollar and would give them the shirt off your back while your back is turned and steal your damn dollar. Lucky dollar at that, so I guess it wasn't too lucky. Because these 3 people, 2 of them live out of trash cans, and the other one's got so much bad karma, he only called me to tell me what the next bad thing ever had that happened to him. So it's like, well, it's fixed. So they needed my dollar, but they took my lucky dollar. The nature of man, that's what I learned over the last year, that people will smile in your face and stab you in your back. Figure it out. And there's people you smiling at right now, unfortunately. So he took my dollar. They took my dollar. What did I learn over the years? Keep fools out your house because they will take a dollar. I'm like, a dollar. I kept saying a dollar, though. And when I opened my CD case, because I was finally going to spend that dollar. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know what? I need a beer. I'm spending this dollar. Forget pride. I'm going to explain why I got permanent marker on my dollar while I take my other dollar and give me a beer. Nope, dollar was gone. Ain't that cold, though, look? That's some cold shit. Take a nigga's dollar. You know she ain't got a job. Oh, Lord. Randy, back in the day where you could just take the bottle straight to the market and get 50 cents, like me and my brother used to do. Can't do that no more. Bombs done messed that up. Anyway, this is the diary. We will be back. We love you. Let's see. Let's play Crazy Cat for the 1 of 3 of the odds. There's 3 people. 1 of the 3 took my goddamn lucky dollar. We'll be back. Them are some crazy cats. This is a diary. Sunday from 3 to 4 in Sacramento, and this is the talk show for the Association of African American Single Mothers, and the website is www.aaasm.org, and you should go there and see the stuff that we do for the kids. It's about to jump off in Natomas finally, in the Future Leaders Program. We're signing the kids up for this Saturday. It's our Christmas party, and we have some kids coming, and you know, the biggest problem that parents don't do today, that my parents couldn't, I mean, that was just natural, is parents don't put any effort into their kids. As long as they figure, well, I fed you and I gave you a place to live these days, you know, that's good enough. But no, if you want more than somebody that just wants to be fed and a place to live, you need to nurture your kids. You need to see what they have an interest in and try to build that interest. You know, it's like, oh, boy, I got a kid, so all I got to do is feed and water it. Well, no, you got to nurture it, too. That's why my daughter's a makeup artist. That's why my son is good in math. That's why my other son wants to be a screenwriter. Because as soon as I saw what they were good at and what they loved, I bought them the next thing I could do to nurture them. So they know who they are at a very young age and not trying to figure it out while they sit on your couch for the rest of their life. Nurture your damn kids. So, that being said, sign them up if you're in Sacramento to the Future Leaders Project. We are covering this first month, and it is Black History Month, of course, coming in February. So all of January, I will be studying different prominent African-Americans. The kids will put on a one-man show and to talk about the life of the person that they chose. And then we're going to have a presentation here at Harbor Oaks Apartments in the lovely Lakeside Village. For the family. So sign them up. It's only $75 a month. They come every Saturday. We'll have two sessions. And I told a mother what we do. She's like, ooh, that sounds like fun. So imagine the kids. All right, give your kids something to do besides sit on their ass and get fat off of McDonald's. Okay? Get rid of them. You like that? That's why he's going to be my fish boy now. All right, so anyway, what are we talking about today? Are the lessons of the last year. And see, I'm getting old now. I didn't used to talk shit because I was too young, I thought. I didn't have no years, no experience. But I'm old now. I'll be 46 years old next Thursday. So kids are grown out of the house. I got a grandson. I just think that's really the only person I care about as far as kids putting an emotional effort into. Although I love all children. But I need their parents to put the emotional effort into their own kids. All right, so that's what we're talking about, lessons of the year. So my dollar story, lesson I learned, guard your heart with all your mind, heart, soul, body, because you let anybody enter, they will steal your damn lucky dollar, bastard. Anyway, now, what else? What else did I learn? Okay, now, when I got the boot for my job, which I swear to this day, it's almost been 365 days later. That's the best thing that's ever happened to me other than the birth of Jesse, Freddie, and Chris. Let's see what else. When I graduated from college, that was pretty cool. When I got my nonprofit status that I did from beginning to end all by myself, that was pretty cool. And when I was smart enough to move where the hell I live, that was pretty cool. So, when I got the boot, this is what I read every day. And, you know, all of us go to so many fake churches. We just so used to being faked out. But God is real. Is it science? Is it religion? It's most definitely science. Because just think of how your body works. That's a science project. So you are meant to prosper. The simple fact that you were brought to this earth was a ticket and a gift of prosperity automatically. If you're not going to a church that's teaching you that you should prosper just as well as probably the overweight pastor that you're listening to, if he's not overweight, I would really be surprised. Or if everybody in the choir ain't 500 pounds, including the praise dancers, I would be surprised. Right? Everybody 500 pounds. Huh? You ain't praising God when you got three people hanging on you. Jesus wasn't fat, okay? Anyway, well, let's not even talk about that. But, so I went to church today. Did you go to church? Yeah, that's a good boy. See, you got to go to church. I went to church too. You know what I'm saying? And once we get older, we figure out if church works for us. So we got to figure something out. You know? Anyway. Well, thank you so much. I didn't have to go to church. Okay, no. All right, so this is what I read every day, and I read it every day I wake up. And I asked for wisdom, and I believe that I have it. See? And it says, she showed him, or me, the kingdom of God and gave me knowledge of holy things. She prospered me in my labors and made abundant the fruits of my works. She stood by me against the greed of my defrauders and enriched me. She preserved me from my foes and secured me against ambush and gave me the prize for my stern struggle so that I may know devotion to God is mightier than all else. And see, when you say stuff, that's how you increase your faith. It's called auto-suggestion. The more you say stuff, that's what people say. You tell a lie so much, you believe it yourself. Well, yeah, it's called auto-suggestion, and that's exactly right. But it comes out of your mouth, you believe more than what you hear. So if you say there's something positive about yourself and your life on a daily basis, you'll tend to believe it. Your subconscious will believe it, and then you'll tend to bring just what you say right to you. All right, so I did that every day from the day I got the boot, and I have it on here. Say every day, and I dated it January 5th of 2010. And then I also put on here a couple weeks later this, so shall my word that goes out forth from my mouth, so shall it return to me. See, I messed it up here. I don't say it enough. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but shall do my will, achieving the end for which I sent it. Which means whatever I say, I get. So it will not return to me void. So if I wake up every day and say, God, I'm expecting your very best today, regardless of what I see, what I hear, what my mama said, what my grandma said, I'm expecting your best. And that's exactly what you get. You convince yourself, you'll convince the universe, okay, well, if that's what you expect, that's what you're going to get, and that's what I'll give you. So that's what I learned over the last year, and it's worked. And it's absolutely worked. The law of attraction means that whatever you think about, you bring about. Whatever you focus on is what you're going to do. Whatever you think about, you bring about. And you need to focus on the good things in life. You need to focus on peace and love. And that's what our next segment's going to be about, the 14 emotions that comprise the human body. This shit is real. See, you go to church and think, oh, I just pray every day, only on Sunday, and then maybe I'll get blessed like Pastor Boopty Boop. That's 500 pounds. He's eating too much. That's gluttony. That's a sin. That's greed. When you're all fat like that, you're greedy. You eat too much, right? You're eating too much. That's the same as spending too much money. You're greedy. You're spending too much money. You're doing too much. That's greed. You're taking what's good and you're overextending. You overindulging in it. That's not good. And that's one of the negative emotions that we have to master and not do. See, this is beautiful. And so as this next year progresses, say, is Stacey talking shit or does it work? We're going to see. Every Sunday I'm going to be like, okay, I'm getting ready to go next Sunday. I'm going to have my vet. We're going to take a picture and put it online. Because everything I talk about, I think about, I bring about. I've started my business. It's going to succeed. No doubt. I've done it once. I'll do it again. So same thing with you. I'm no different. See, and when you go to church with Pastor Boopty Boop, he makes you think you're different than he is. That he got to yell it into you, well, he just got it. Oh, Pastor, give me your anointing, Pastor. And did you say that this morning? Huh? Did somebody at your church say that? Get Pastor, come on. Put your hands on me. Oh, huh? No, they didn't do that. They tell them they better not. What's that pretty old smile you have? Tell them no. Pastor probably ain't got no anointing. You got it because you're the one bringing him all the money. Without you, he wouldn't even be up there weighing 500 pounds. If they don't weigh 500 pounds, I'd be surprised. Because everyone I've seen weighs 500 pounds. Anyway, okay, 450, 350. But that's not, I don't think that, maybe I'm judging people, huh? That's judging people. You know? That's good. I'm sorry. Don't listen to me. All right, this is a diary where today we're talking about 14 emotions, 7 good, 7 bad. I told you about my dollar, guard your heart and your dollar with everything. Law of attraction works. Freedom works. Love works. All the positive stuff works. And that's why I have to wake up every morning that, as much as I love my sons, I'm so glad I don't have to deal with the stress of being their mom while they want to fart around. I could send them somewhere right now where farting around is a science, their daddy's house. So you stay with him for a while until you see your mom and your sister are doing and having the things that we're telling you that you can do and have, and then they'll be back with more sense than they left with. So that's what we're hoping on. Anyway, this is the diary where we love people. We love kids. And please sign your kids up. The class starts the 18th. We are going to have a party on the 18th where we introduce the program. And then the kids will be making Christmas cookie baskets, making the cookies, decorating the baskets, and putting everything good for the family. And then we're going to also be making ornaments for their Christmas trees and hopefully checking to see that the families will have a good Christmas. Some families we deal with that I deal with have money. Some, most do not. So I try to, make sure everybody's good. Because I don't want to give you an ornament if you ain't got a Christmas tree. So, so we try to check that out, too. This time last year, I'm so proud to say me and my two sons gave away 30 huge banana box baskets of turkeys and everything that go with it. When I lost my job, unfortunately, we couldn't do it this year, but we will definitely be doing it next year. So, and what else? We're going to take a break right now, and when I come back, I'm going to be talking about the 14 emotions that comprise our beautiful scientific bodies that God made for us to you know, he made us. It's science, okay? So go and tell Pastor Whoopty Whoop, you are science, and he needs to work on the science of losing three of the people that's on his back right now and on his belly. This is the diary that we love you. This is Soul Thing, baby, because we do it. Talking with my little homie, you know, trying to teach him. I'm like, hey, trying to teach him. You know, this could be something. Maybe I'll have him once a month to have the kids run the program, and I'll just be a co-host. So, you know, we may start doing that in 2011 just to give them exposure. You know, the world is fun. It ain't all about rap and video games. You know, be creative. There's stuff out there for you to be creative. So, I'm going to help the little babies be creative because I'm a kid just like they are. They just don't know it. I'm a kid that already, you know, got a little bit of money. Anyway, this is the diary where today we are discussing the fact that I've been doing this for a year, and I think I only missed maybe three shows, maybe four max. I don't know. That's not too bad out of 52 weeks. So that's not bad at all. So I've had fun. This is a fun thing to do, and anytime you can help encourage people, I'm all for that, and this is a good way to do it. So today, we're going to talk about right now our 14 emotions, 7 good, 7 bad, and in order to be a successful human being, a human being that thinks and feels in a correct manner, that's successful in life and achieves what they want, you have to do certain things, and the 7 good, you have to nurture, you have to always focus on those. And the 7 bad, you have to avoid them at all costs. Because if you don't, it draws power from the 7 good. So let's talk about the 7 bad. The 7 bad, and these are ones you want to avoid. And they're fear, jealousy, hatred, revenge, greed, superstition, and anger. And I think personally the ones... If we talk about my ex-husband, boys, the revenge and the anger one, those pop up. But I'm pretty cool with the fear. I don't really fear nobody, you know. you know, because I just figure I'm a child of the Most High God, you know, so he protects me from ambush. So when you know that and you say it every day, who do you really have to fear? I'll beat the shit out of somebody. So I think somebody needs to fear me when you come in somebody like that. But, you know, but my biggest ones I deal with the most, you know, of course, is anger and revenge. I want to get you back. Forgive me. You know, who doesn't? But these are the seven that we should avoid. And if we avoid those, then we're on our way to being good. Once again, fear. You know, and the fool that took my dollar must have a fear of, and they break even fear into the other ones, the fear of poverty and the fear of criticism. And I want to talk about those. Because the fear of poverty will keep you broke. If you constantly, because once again, whatever you think about, you bring about. So if you're fearing the fact that you're going to be, oh, I don't want to lose my job, I don't want to lose my job, guess what? You're going to lose your fucking job. So that's the fear of poverty. On the other hand, you focus on what you want. You don't focus on what you don't want. And we focus on what we don't want, and that's exactly what you get. So these fools that stole my dollar, well, they probably, I'm sure if they got to steal a dollar, they have a poverty mentality. Because first of all, you got to steal a dollar. So you probably, I mean, yeah, you got a poverty mentality because obviously because you, I don't even have to steal a dollar and I ain't even got a damn job. Friend or no friend, somebody I hate, I wouldn't even take their dollar because I'm too fearful of God saying, I gave you this big world to work, okay, and you steal a dollar from an unemployed person that thinks you're their friend. And guess what? That unemployed person is like one of my really good friends. That's what God said. That unemployed person, see, you probably don't know, but that unemployed person fed people for like 2 years out of her own paycheck. I've been watching that unemployed person for many, many years, helping her do shit in ways that you would never think of, and you went in her house of all houses and stole her dollar. I got to curse you. I got to fuck you up. So, like I said, one of them worked for the government and always broke. And the other one lives, other two, the other set lives out of the trash can. So, yeah, you probably got a poverty mentality if you're working for the state and you can't pay your damn bills. And you got one kid. Now everybody that knows me knows who that is. But I don't have the three people in my house. And two live out of a trash can. And the other one got a heart of a trash can. So, yeah, fear of poverty will keep you broke. And I turn my fear of poverty into something positive. I say, well, fear of poverty, I don't want to be broke, but I'm going to be rich because God's giving me this, 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 and that to help me prosper. I don't have to run out and be all nervous because I got fired. No, you know what? I got more talent outside of this insurance company that, thank you, you gave me over the past 10 years. But, you know, no, when I see any negative, I've learned as being a single mom, when my oldest son, Freddie, 20 now, ran away 5 times in 6 days, and I ran after his ass every time and brought him back home, that kind of stuff makes you strong. That kind of stuff makes you think, well, what can you do to me? You know, I raised 2 men. I'm a girl. I'm 5'2", and I have 2 men that are 6 feet tall that love me to death, that know Fat Meat is greasy, and she's not our girlfriend. She's our mother. And guess what? She kicked our asses out, you know? So you have to be the person that you know you need to be to live, to know what you need to do. So I had a fear of not being a good mom. So what did I do? I turned that around and was the best mom that I could possibly be. So I don't fear anything. I turned that fear into action, into just the opposite. All right, so fear of criticism, that's another one. All of us have the fear of criticism. That's why we run to church every Sunday, but then come home and don't do shit. And I had a fear of criticism really bad because I had 10 siblings that didn't do shit but criticize me. But once you've grown, and this is the one thing that I think stopped me in a lot of my endeavors is that I let people's opinions of what I was doing matter. You know, if you know in your heart and your soul and you talk to God about what you do and you're confident, you have every feeling in your heart, gut feelings are God's way. Gut feelings, hunches are a sixth sense. That is God directly talking to you, telling you what to do. And you are supposed to follow that shit. So never let your mother, father, grandma, husband, wife. The fear of criticism stops man from doing probably so many, many, many great things. Just like my son, right? The last time he was mad at me, when I'm a millionaire, I ain't gonna buy you nothing, Mom. You know, I could have said, oh, you ain't never a millionaire, boy. You barely got out of high school. No, because he thinks in his mind he's gonna be a millionaire. I ain't breaking that because when he is a millionaire, yeah, he's gonna give me everything because I'm his mama. You know, but I could break him down and say, you ain't not being a millionaire, boy, you ain't never going, like most mothers probably do to their sons. No, okay, baby, sure. And what I told him, you know what, Chris, when you are a millionaire, you better thank me because I'm the one that made you a millionaire, buddy. So he ain't got no fear. Okay, he didn't have no fear of criticism. He didn't mind telling me his mama, his 45-year-old mama, and he's 16. Oh, he ain't going to buy me shit when he a millionaire. And that's going to be, he'll probably be a millionaire very soon because I know him. I made him. Anyway, fear, the seven you want to avoid, and the biggest one is fear because once you let fear come in, it's like the master of the negative emotions. It's the master of the negative emotions. So once fear hits you, that brings in all of the other bad things, okay? So the seven negatives that you want to avoid at all costs, fear. You know, and talk to yourself when you fear that I'm the righteousness of God, Jesus Christ. Read my stuff, okay? This is out of, now I wrote it. It's one of the wisdom books. I didn't write down what it was, which one. But I'll find it, but read it every day because what you tend to say out loud, you tend to believe. So I said, shoot, God gave me knowledge of holy things. And yes, over this past year, I've gotten more and more knowledge about the law of attraction and how that works and how it's been hidden for many years. And I go back and study the reading and the teachings of Napoleon Hill and Wallace D. Waddles, rich people that said that the airplane industry was going to be this and this and that was going to be that helped Carnegie of Carnegie Hall get his money, taught the, you know, we ain't talking about Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Coalition, all right? We talking about men that know stuff about stuff, that succeeded and did well for not only themselves, but went out there and taught people, like the guy that wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul. Okay, he was the protege of, oh, God, now Carnegie's guy, and I can't even think now, but they all these white men said, look, young boy, you look like you, I'm going to teach you something that's going to change. Hey, little young white boy, I'm going to teach you something that's going to change your life. Well, they give an NAACP. Hey, there you go. The NAACP, that's what you got, black people. Ain't helping nobody do shit. So I went back to the real folks that know the law of attraction and how do they teach it. And what they say is that it's scientific. Einstein knew it. That's why he went in a closet, because he knew it. He knew that stuff was real. But he said, you're going to make me use what I know for bad. So once they made E equals MC squared and they used that to make the atomic bomb, he said, I didn't give you my knowledge to kill people. See, a lack of knowledge, a people perish. Lack of knowledge and a leader, a people perish. My people are perishing by the dozens, by the second. Because they put fraudulent leaders out there. As soon as they had a righteous man, they say, well, look, okay, we got the law straight. Now let's get our check. We're going to get our check that they killed him at his hotel. Nobody since that man cared enough to tell the black people, let's go get our check. Because they too busy robbing the check from the black people. From No Child Left Behind, Jesse Jackson, NAACP. Wonder why Bill Cosby's so mad, because he was with the nigga that said, let's go get our check. He could have done more, too. You know, everybody could do more, but everything happens. And they say every 40 years there's an uprising. It's about 40 years, 45 years. It's about time. I'm telling you, let's go get our check.
What check? I'm too scared to get no check, girl. I can't lose my job.
Fear of poverty. Yeah, that's where you're going to be till they let your ass go, and then you're going to be mad. All right, so the fears that you should avoid, my people. Fear, that's the biggest one. Jealousy. If you got to be jealous, let it go. Shit. Hatred. Don't waste your energy hating somebody when God loves you so much. Revenge. And like I told my daughter, when I found out, you know, and I got to check, I had to check myself. When I found out the new news that my ex-husband bailed on my sons again, okay, and they were dad, grandma, I said, you know what? I'm going to run the Association of African American Single Mothers out of the penitentiary. Because when I see him, I'm going to wrap my fingers around his neck and I'm going to kill him. Because he left his sons once when they were one. Freddie, Chris don't care. He left Freddie when he was four. Then he left Freddie when he was, no, he left Freddie when he was three. Then he came back and left Freddie when he was five. And now he's left Freddie when Freddie's 20. So I got to kill him. But that voiding the seven, I was like, wow, really? I can't kill him. Because I think I'd only kill him in revenge, and I can't even fuck with that. But you know what? The best revenge, and like I tell his family, you know, my best revenge is when I lay my head at night and sleep. It's peaceful because I sacrificed everything that was in me to make sure I didn't abandon my kids. So that took care of all the anger and revenge, and I said, make sure they have a good Christmas because your side owes them everything. Anyway, let's not do it. Greed. So, all the motherfuckers that put people out of their home, Madoff's son hung himself, right? That's what greed will do for you. So I'm thinking, did you enjoy all of that stuff you did, all them chicks you probably had, all them drugs you probably did, all those parties you had on other people's money? Now that you done hung yourself and your daddy in jail until he hangs himself, greed. Let it be a lesson to people that value money over lives, okay? And I'm just not going to go that way. I'm going to put all my money on goodness and kindness and mercy and love, and I'm going to interpret the Bible in a way that now that I know my true purpose and I'm here to prosper, I'm going to interpret the Son of God and all of that stuff to me the way it's supposed to be interpreted and not the way Willie's 550-pound fat Willie Bobo say I got to interpret it. I'm not going to hate anybody, and hatred is one of the seven emotions we should avoid. So I'm not going to hate gay people. I'm not going to hate stupid people. I'm not even going to hate people that hate me, because I got to avoid that if I want to be the millionaire I'm trying to be very shortly. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the seven emotions that you focus on every day, the wonderful ones, the beautiful ones, the ones that bring you what you want. This is the diary where we love you, and we love me, and we love everybody. They don't love everybody. Yeah, I do. And I'm going to play the Love Doctor, because I ain't played the Love Doctor only at home, and I just love the Love Doctor. And then when we come back, I'm going to play me and Chris's song, Harvest Moon. No, you know what? I got to play Harvest Moon right now. No, is it Harvest Moon? Where am I? Oh, no, I'm going to play a Walk in the Sun because this is my jam. This is the lick. This was Chris turned 18. This is me and Chris doing a duo. We walking in the sun. CPS can't call Mama no more, and Mama can't call me no more and tell me to come home. Walking in the sun. Bye. That was Walking in the Sun, Chris and Mommy's theme song, 2010, Chris turned 18. my boy Kevin is dying over here with this song. But, yeah, that's the lick. That's the lick. This is a diary where we love you, and we're talking about the 7 positive emotions. So we want to end the show on positivita. And the steps that you need to take to remain persistent in anything you want. So the 7 positive emotions that you should constantly focus on, okay? And you should master these. If you master these, you'll take care of your positive vibrations and flows within the universe. So if you focus on these are exactly what you'll get back. And remember, whatever you put out there is what you get back. So if you're constantly focusing on these 7 positive emotions, you'll get those back in the very first thing. And you got to kind of, I'll tell my daughter, don't tell Rebo just because the first one is sex. So that means you got to go and have sex with everybody. But it's sex mixed with love, mixed with romance is the most powerful and strong of the emotions that you could have. And if you're constantly focusing on that, you're in a positive vibration and the positive things that you want for yourself will come back. So the 7 positive emotions, the very first is sex. That's one of the most positive emotions. And you're supposed to use it in a positive way. But, of course, we as humans totally fuck that up. And if you say sex, oh, you can't say sex, or people get nervous. But, no, that is a gift from God. And that emotion brings you quickly in contact, and it does with intelligence. Okay, so the 7 positive emotions, the highest one, the very first one is sex, love, faith, desire, enthusiasm, romance, and hope. All right, Obama knew that. Okay, that hope, he knew that. That is one of the 7 most strongest positive emotions, and if you can give someone hope, you can be president, even if you are black, and you give them absolutely zero to hope for 2 years later. And you're going to start throwing hope at us again, and we're going to fall for it again. I'm telling you, these are the positive emotions. Sex, love, faith, desire, enthusiasm, romance, and hope. That's why a marriage where that is truthful and honest and good and everybody's on board on the same page, that can be a very successful, powerful marriage. And, you know, once again, religion, so Jesus said you got to be married. Well, I don't know what Jesus said you couldn't live together. But, you know, I'm not saying, you know, that's church and that's been millions of years. We've been screwing people's head around about living together and being married. But you know what? Because people don't mix the emotions of sex with love and romance, that's why there's so many divorces. Sex and love are not the same. Sex is purely physical. Love and romance are emotional. But when you mix the 3 together, it's the most powerful mix in the world. They say a man that is highly sexed is a very successful man. And they say you can tell a man that is highly sexed. He walks different. He's successful. He gets whatever he wants. And they say back in the day, everybody remembers sex sales. Well, yeah, it's been scientifically proven that if you can present yourself in a sexual way to anybody for anything, they will naturally be attracted to you. So it's no coincidence that every time somebody wants to sell something, they throw some chick, half-naked chick, blonde chick with big old boobs in front of it. Because to men, that means sex, and that's attractive, and that's why the porn industry makes more money. Well, they say the porn industry makes more money than all of the Microsoft, Apple, all of the high-end technology companies combined. And Bill Gates is the richest, one of the richest on the face of the earth. And porn makes more than him and Apple and all the sex sells. sales, yes, because it's a scientific fact. Sex is one of the highest of the positive emotions, but man has changed it and turned it into, in some cases, a very negative thing. So if you can master the positive emotion of desire, faith, love, sex, enthusiasm, romance, and hope, you are setting yourself up for a successful life. Mix that with the four steps to persistence. So you want something positive, I need you to stay enthusiastic, okay? You want something for your life that is good. Now, this works for good or bad, but I'm not even, we know enough people that use these things for bad. So never, ever, when I talk about this stuff, am I talking about using them for bad. So when you want something that is positive, like I want the association to grow, I want 10 new kids every week to join for the Future Leaders Program. So I constantly, that is my desire. That's my desire, I mean, straight out. I got about four major things that I work on that I have a deep desire to see prosper week by week. So I have that desire. I have a deep faith in God because he's prepped me so well to do these four things. So I have a faith that I have everything that I need to do it. I'm a natural loving person. It's just all, I butt heads with rotten people, and they make me mad, and sometimes that brings out the emotion of anger because, why are you such a dick? Okay. So, sex, see, that's probably why I'm not a millionaire. Because I've been trying to be good for the kids, trying not to be out there, but I could really work on that sex and romance and love thing. I think that's 2011, I'm working on that. Because that's going against God. I'm supposed to be having sex. All right? So, enthusiasm, I'm the most enthusiastic person ever, because one guy says, well, I could tell you're a tiger. I'm like, yeah, it's just me. It's just me. That's how I live. I'm a passionate person. You're a passionate, yeah, I'm a passionate person, but now I'm finding that is really going to work to my benefit. Romance, that's just me. I didn't have a person to romance, so I had to love the hell out of my three kids, which was okay. And that made for a very close, loving mother-son, mother-daughter's relationship that will rebound through anything. And I know that for certain. So, and hope. You constantly hope that every day you wake up. And hope and expectation, I think, are the same thing. And I prefer to use the word expectation. Now, I tell God, I expect to prosper today. I expect to make money today. I expect to meet people that will help me succeed in what our plans are, Lord, together. And it works. The law of success, the law of attraction, all that stuff works. Okay? So, you want something. You got a definite purpose that you back with the desire. You have a plan, write out a plan. And have a mind that's closed tightly to all negative images and negative influence. Okay, and try to make yourself a friendly alliance with someone that will help you, lead you, guide you, and not bring you down. Those are the four steps to persistence. Get a definite plan, definite purpose. Have a purpose. I have a purpose to do this by this time. Definite purpose, written down. Write a plan. Have a mind closed to those seven negative emotions. A mind closed to fear. No, a mind closed to fear, criticism, right? I don't care what you say. If whatever, W. Clement Stone, there we go. So we went from the men that know this shit. Wallace D. Waters was first. Okay, then we go to Napoleon Hill, and then W. Clement Stone was Napoleon Hill's guy. No, Carnegie. Carnegie, Napoleon Hill, W. Clement Stone, and then the dude that wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul. All of those white dudes are billionaires. All of them practice the law of attraction. All of them brought the other one in and say, look, I got something for you. If you do this, I don't care if you have talent or no talent, you're going to be a millionaire. And that's what I want to do. I need y'all to go get your check. This is how we're going to get our check. We're going to set a definite purpose. We're going to back it with desire. We're going to keep fear and jealousy and hate and revenge and greed and superstition and old Negro bullshit grandma. I can't do. We're going to cut the word can't out of everything that we discuss. We're going to take away anger. We're going to focus on desire. We're going to focus on faith. We're going to focus on love. We're going to focus on finding somebody to have sex with that ain't having sex with everybody else they know. That's what we'll focus on the sex part. We're going to focus on enthusiasm, being happy that you're alive and you are alive to prosper people. That's God's plan. That's God's plan for you. And hope and expectation, same thing. We hope every day that God is going to give us exactly what we expect, and we expect nothing but good. This is the diary where we love you. Join us every Sunday. Sign the kids up for the Future of the Leaders program, December 18th at the clubhouse at Harbor Oaks, 2234 Gateway Oaks Boulevard. Give me a call. Let me know your kids are coming, and we will have a ball. We love you, and have a good week. This is the diary, folks. Your kids up to the Future Leaders program. Have a good week.